How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
The Blob. In science fiction, it's a classic cult movie monster about a blob from outer space that devours people. In real life, it's the name researchers have given to an alarming patch of water at the bottom of Cape Cod Bay. This blob of low oxygen water is causing problems for marine life and may be part of a bigger issue for the environment. Tracy Pugh is a biologist with the state's Division of Marine Fisheries, and she joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Tracy.
Hi, yeah, thank you for having me.
So, first of all, explain what the blob is off Cape Cod.
The blob. So, that's sort of my way of conceptualizing a mass of water in Cape Cod Bay that's near the bottom that has very low dissolved oxygen. So, it's below about 4 milligrams per liter on a scale of 0 to about 10. Milligrams per liter. So we consider lower than 4 as being hypoxic, which essentially just means not enough oxygen. And I refer to it as the blob because it sort of helps me conceptualize that it is sort of a mass of water that has these characteristics, and it can to some extent sort of move around or be pushed around by oceanographic conditions.
And can marine life live inside that low oxygen bubble underwater?
To some extent, but it varies by species, and it would be dependent on the water temperatures. But if it gets below certain levels, then no, it becomes lethal.
So how does it affect marine life beyond that?
I think the first thing that happens is that the mobile animals, so things like lobsters and crabs and fish that live near the bottom, can detect it. So to some extent, they're going to move away from this area, try to avoid it. The tricky bit there becomes if the animals are stuck in traps and they can't move away from it.
Do we know how it developed, and can it be attributed to warming ocean temperatures because of climate change?
The short answer is we don't necessarily know just yet how it develops. It seems likely that climate change may be involved. We've got formed a collaboration with the Center for Coastal Studies, Division of Marine Fisheries, whom I work with, and Woods Hole Oceanographic. And we're also working with the Massachusetts Lobstermen's Association and the study fleet that they have formed in Cape Cod Bay to try to understand what's going on. So we're going to look at this from temperatures, looking at things like salinity changes and the strength of the stratification of the water column, and try to understand what has happened last year, what happened this year, and how those might differ from other years where we did not see this problem.
Bigger picture, you've explained some of this, but tell us why a pocket of low oxygen in the water is so troubling.
It's troubling because it does change the distribution of animals. So it takes an area that was normally okay for all of these benthic animals to be living in and makes it not okay. The change and the frequency with which this happens, if this is a new thing and if it's related to climate change, is certainly something to keep an eye on in terms of how our marine environment is changing.
So what does that mean for the Cape's ecosystem in the long term, do you think?
That's a good question. And I think that we're maybe a little bit too early on in this process of trying to understand things to have a good grasp on that. You know, ecosystems in general can be pretty resilient, especially to short-term events. So how that's going to play out, if it becomes more frequent or the length of time that the conditions persist, are still things that we have a lot to learn about.
Last question, Tracy. What can we do about this? Can humans do anything about this right now?
You know, we obviously have an effect on our environment. So I think that, you know, folks should, you know, just be mindful of, you know, we live on this one rock and it's the only rock we've got.
Tracy Pugh of the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you very much.